Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Camille from sunny California, and you're listening to the Coffee Chat with Camille show, which is a podcast series that interviews various guests about real life topics for people who love to learn.
Everybody, our topic is VR, which means virtual reality, with Milad Nasri. Who is our guest and what does he do? Well, Milad, he is a creative, generous developer. Some fun facts about him is he has a background in music, thousands of placements in TV and film over the years, productions operator in NYC or New York City for multiple advertising post-production studios, virtual reality or VR developer in the Bay Area specializing in social metaverse experiences. Podcast is a piano ramble, and he says, I play piano and I ramble. For the audience to check out, please go to pianoramble.com. It's Milad's podcast, and it's really, really enjoyable. I enjoy listening to it. Okay, so we have our marvelous guest on the line, so let's get into the interview, guys, okay? Hi, Milad.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you perfect. Thank you so much for being a guest today. Or this evening, rather. I'm in California. So what I want to do is go ahead and jump into our interview. Okay, so what is Metaverse?
The Metaverse is... can you hear me okay? Sorry, I didn't know if I'm dropping out.
You sound great. It's okay.
Okay. Good. Yeah, I'm outside, so sometimes I get really bad connection. Okay. Yeah, your question, the metaverse. So it's a very undefinable in some ways because it's still being defined. But the metaverse is allowing us to all connect with each other in a virtual space that isn't possible right now with the current state of, you know, online communication. We can talk to each other, but we can't really emote with each other, have co-presence the same way. And the metaverse allows us to be together, allow us to be together from a distance, I guess I could say it.
Okay, wonderful. And then why VR experiences or why virtual reality experiences?
Sorry, I'm not sure if I understand your question.
Oh, why VR experiences?
Mm-hmm. Oh, why are there VR experiences? Sorry, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that is what the way it's supposed to be. But yes, why VR? Why are there VR experiences or virtual reality experiences?
Yeah. I guess so. Maybe that's a. I think I don't understand the question full enough on. How to answer it.
Okay, it's okay. I'll go to the next one. What's your music production experience?
Okay, yeah. This is an interesting one. So I started doing music pretty early on in the early 90s. I was always had a computer around with me. And there used to be a way you can connect the modem in the early days before there was internet really heavy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like kind of what we know today. There used to be these things called bulletin board systems, and I learned how to make music by downloading other people's stuff, and that's where I got my start. So I used to do really early electronic music, and things just kind of grew from there. But I was, used to sneak out of my house in the early 90s just to play at raves. And that's where I got my experience. And I met my longtime mentor, production partner, Miguel. We met at one of the parties, and we started a record company together. So we toured around, and it was how I got a big start in, really advancing my production. And then I went to school for music. I went to play piano at school. Not great, but made it through. And then I started a recording studio in Dallas around that time. And so that's where... Yeah, I developed, my audio recording skills and worked with a lot of rap, R&B, electronic dance music stuff. And through there, I never found a ton of success doing, direct album work or recording. But what I found my success on was doing TV film licensing. For different movies, so people would ask, we need, a 30-second rap clip or something like that for this TV show. And so that's what I did a lot of my work in on the early days. And then just kind of went to a different career from there.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then what was your time in NYC like?
Oh, my God. New York was so crazy. I miss it to this day. And it was interesting because it was before the pandemic. Yes. So the years I was there was 2012 to 2017. And mm-hmm. It was a very vivid, alive New York, before everything changed. I haven't been back since, but I remember when I first got there, kind of how it happened for me was I went to go see Miguel. He lived in New York at a really nice place in downtown. He was just, come hang out with me. He bought me a one-way ticket, and he said, stay as long as you want. And I didn't go home, basically, and created my life from there. But it was really difficult at first. I remember I must have went to 400 different companies, giving my resume, trying to get work. And finally, one of them said, email this person, have an internship. And I was like, oh my God, I'm 30 years old. I don't want to do an internship at this point, but, I'll take it. So I went to this place, and it was one of the most amazing studios I've ever been to. When I went there, I said, I'll, whatever you want me to do. So I started my internship there, and basically after a week, they said, we want to bring you on as an assistant editor. And so that was the start of my video production, working in the ad industry in New York City. So it was extremely exciting work for me at the time. The first thing I was working on was the Radio Shack campaign. And it was one thing that was interesting about working on that campaign was I had a friend for a long time that was my brother-in-law's best friend, and great guy, but, you know, the last thing I would have ever expected was to walk into the room on the first day and he's there. And we both looked at each other, like, knowing where we came from, like, oh, we both shouldn't be in this room. But it's amazing that we are. And so that was, I think New York for me was so many moments like that. Just serendipity was in that city.
Yes, excellent. And then I just wanted to ask really quick, when you refer to Miguel, is that the singer? Miguel, the singer, like the real popular one?
Oh, no. Miguel,
okay.
Oh, no.
It's a different Miguel.
Yeah, different Miguel.
Okay, perfect. And then
that
would have
been cool, though.
Okay, and then last but not least, what is your favorite coffee or hot beverage?
So every morning we make these Nespressos.
Yes.
Kind of how I start the day for my wife is foam up some milk, put a little bit of cinnamon, and use one of these Nespressos, and it's so delicious.
Sounds good.
It's one of my favorite. Yeah, just a little bit of espresso with some steam milk.
Perfect. Thank you so very much for us finally making this happen. I'm so thrilled because I love your podcast. It's so original. And I think I listened
to
episode 71. I hope I'm saying it. It's called Future. I hope I'm on the right episode. Yeah, it was excellent. And I listened to it like 3 times. I just thought it was so cool. And just never heard anything like it. So I want the audience, you're welcome. I would like the audience to know to please check out PianoRamble.com podcast with our wonderful star here, Milal Nasri. And by any chance, did you want to do a shout out to any of your social media handles before we close out the show?
Yeah, sure. If you search Piano Ramble on Apple Podcasts or Google, you'll find it there. My Instagram is just Piano Ramble. You'll find me. And, I don't have a lot of listeners over the last 2 years, but it makes me really happy to do the show. So I'll keep doing it.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you again. You have a great one. Bye for now.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye. Okay, everybody. So that was wonderful, Milad. And I'm so thankful that he was able to make it onto the show on this beautiful Friday. I hope everyone had a happy Friday. I definitely have, because I really wanted to have him as a guest. He's just, as you can see, he has this really intense music background. Time in NYC, which is a magnificent sign, because I didn't have a chance to tell him, because I don't tend to interject my life with my guest life. But I absolutely love New York. And for those of us who are creatives, that's the place to be. It's either there or LA, but there's something even, I feel, for me, there was something more intense creatively about being in New York City. And I think because it's older and it holds a lot more historical value, and you just have so many people there just trying to make it and whatever their dreams are, you know. So, all right. So I want to thank you very much for listening to our episode on VR with Milal Nasri. And he is a creative generalist developer and a pianist who rambles on his podcast. Again, you can find the podcast at pianoramble.com. Happy Friday, everyone, and bye for now.